5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And we back. Heading into week three on the 2 Minute Drill podcast, I am Pierce. I'm joined by my good friend Scott.
Yes, sir.
A lot of good football to talk about. A lot of bad football, too. I guess we could start very quickly because there ain't a lot to talk about there. On Thursday night in the city of Cleveland, we had a barn burner of a football game.
To say the least.
A Donnybrook, as they used to say back in the day. And this, what kind of quarterback matchup would you rather have for a Donnybrook between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns besides Mitchell Trubisky versus Jacoby Brissett? That's what y'all was giving away on TV last night, Amazon.
I'm pretty sure Amazon, when they booked that, thought the Nasty Man was going to be able to play.
Yep. Or Kenny Pickett.
Which I don't know. I don't really know that much about Kenny Pickett, especially using the last.
He's got small hands.
Yeah, I'm not really expecting much from Kenny Pickett, but it was a game that I literally fell asleep in the fourth quarter. My mom has this comfortable couch in the living room, watching this beautiful 65-inch TV, and I was just like, "This is some bad football." Like, every time, you know, I've got so much Mitch Trubisky PTSD. You can just tell, like, how the game's going to go. Like,
right.
Once they took
a 10-point lead. Wide open receivers and then the ball go, like, 4 yards in front of them.
Yeah. Once they took a 10-point lead, I was like, yeah, that'll be it.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think they had a 10-point lead until the end of the game. I think it was at 9 points. Because yeah. This is why I love sports and sports betting. The under was just crashing down. It crashed all the way down to, I believe, 38. That last – well, really, honestly, game should have been over because Nick Chubb got that first down. And, I mean, yeah, if you had 38, you're fucked. The game was at 40. If they would have got that first down, game would have closed at 40. We're out of here. Peace. What ended up happening was if you teased it up to 44, and that means you also teased down the Steelers to cover 10 points – that last play probably sent you up a fucking wall and lost you up a lot of money. Man. I hate when teams do that. I hate when teams just run the fuck it, let's see what happens play, knowing that we got money on this game. Thank you, Mike Tomlin. But I digress. I will say this. Cleveland's a lot better without Deshaun than I gave them credit for.
Right.
And maybe we should have all given them credit for it because the team is still like a year removed from making the playoffs. I think the defense, granted it's Mitch Trubisky, did what they had to do. So the running game didn't destroy them. You just make Mitch throw the football. And when the winds was hawking like it was last night in Cleveland, that's a recipe for, you know, if defense could do their job, you're going to win. That's what we saw from the Browns today, yesterday. Yeah. As far as the Steelers go, as long as JJ or TJ Watt's out, and as long as Mr. Trubisky is quarterback, ain't really much going on in Pittsburgh. A dead year for the Steelers.
My man Tomlin's streak of winning seasons is coming to a crashing end this year, 100%.
Yeah, and I guess it brings this to the question is, who did you learn from more in the football game last night? Was it Brissett or was it Mitchell Trubisky?
I won't say I really learned anything. I mean, I think this thing I would say I learned a little bit. Like we all know that Jacoby Brissett is a capable backup. Rich Eisen said something this week, which I loved. He said, backup quarterbacks are like lawyers. You never want one until you need one. And I think that he is capable enough to hold down the fort in the time of Nasty Man being out. And one thing I also took from it was, damn, the Cowboys really traded Amari Cooper. We already know.
Cowboys ain't having a choice. Cap-wise, his contract.
That's why
the Browns were able to get him for a fifth round pick, is because there was no other way. Teams knew that they were going to trade Amari Cooper. Granted, you look around at what the Eagles got for Jalen Reagor, what some other teams got, and they got better than fifth round pick. You look at Jerry and you're like, that's all you could do, not even a third. The Browns preyed on Dallas being vulnerable. And that's why they're sitting here with Amari Cooper. That's credit to Dallas, but that's also – sorry, that's credit to Cleveland, but that's just a little bit of a stain on Dallas. They had to trade him. They just didn't get what they should have got for him. God, that's terrible. We got to watch Amari Cooper ball out in Cleveland with Jacoby Brissett. Like, if you wouldn't have said Amari Cooper was playing yesterday, I probably would have no idea he was on the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I actually forgot till he caught that one deep pass. And I will say when Nasty Man gets back, that's going to be a nice connection with him. And Nick Chubb is just a dog, man. Nick Chubb was a dog. I didn't learn nothing from the Steelers. If anybody who's a Bears fan, we've known everything we know about Mitch Trubisky. I think I just got angry. I got angry because Ryan Pace should be doing time in Guantanamo right now. Like, the fact that he really drafted this man number two and gave up picks, it's just something I'll never get over.
I can't be angry. I mean, obviously, I'm never going to get over it. But
I'll never get over it.
What's the sense of being angry at that anymore?
I'm just going to forever be angry about it. Like, Justin could be a top five quarterback. I'm going to be angry.
But I look at it this way. Anything that angers me is not worth the energy. If I feel myself getting picked up out of aggression, and I have to be, because that's how I protect myself. If, you know, the Chicago Bears are a fuck up in itself, one mistake
100%
does not define the entire team. The team has a litany of fuck ups that you can point to. You know, it's been 5.5 years. They made the wrong fucking decision. It is what it is. We're here now. I look at Mitch and I'm like, it's been this long and you have not grown once.
At all.
Not in the 4 years that you were here. Not in the 1 year that you were with Daboll and learning under Josh Allen in Buffalo. Not even the short time that you've been with Tomlin, you know, how to manage a football game. You have not learned any of it. That's on you, man. Like, we can sit here and we can shit on mistakes from 5.5 years ago till the cows come home. At the end of the day, Mitch Trubisky ain't done a goddamn thing in the last 5.5 years to be a better football player, to be a better quarterback. And my anger stems from having to be forced to see Mitch and not other quarterbacks that probably should deserve that right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and name names or pull names out of my ass. Like, oh, why isn't he playing instead of Mitch Trubisky? It's just the fact that Mitch represents mediocrity. Mediocrity at a position and in a group of people that for years have been given that right to go out there and get chance after chance after chance and be mediocre. I'm tired of seeing that, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that too. Like, I'm tired of seeing that, and it's just like, I think more than anything, it was kind of funny to me because remember the thing that irritated me the most about the offseason was people think that Mitch just needed new scenery. Like, it's just like, it's just a Bears thing, you know. Oh, he's gonna be good. He's got Mike Tomlin. You got an organization that actually does things well in the Steelers. They can get this kid to look differently. And I took like a little satisfaction. I was like, no, this nigga's just buns, bro. Like, it don't
but
matter.
You know, but you know the excuse they'll throw out. No, the Bears ruined him.
The Bears ruined
never
him.
Never had a chance. Nigga. No, he was never fucking good to begin with. He was never good, and they shouldn't have drafted him.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, we can sit up here and talk about situations, you know, Nat Nagy, you know, being groomed by Mike Glennon, but the man sucks, man. Like, he's
laughed at that earlier when a thought came to my head. He is about to be Mike Glennon. He is the veteran quarterback who's been given a starting opportunity before they drafted the new quarterback. He's getting Mike Glennon, and I think he's done after week four. I believe I said week eight earlier. And fucking shitty. Pittsburgh does not like him. They rip him to him any chance they get. I don't think he lasts past week four.
Well, you know, of course, my man Tomlin did the usual coach speak, said, no, we're not making a change. But this is a 10-day you know, break pretty much. And so I'm pretty sure they'll look at the film and then come back to whatever it is. And I wouldn't be shocked at Kenny Pickett starting. Who they play next, if you know?
I'm searching for it.
Because I know they play at home, which you always want to play a rookie at home. You never want to play a rookie on the road. So that can come into effect with that. But I don't know, man.
The Jets.
The Jets. Will that be the perfect time? That would be the perfect time. Even though the Jets can still beat them, as we saw with Joe Flacco and Garrett Wilson looks pretty good.
Right. I mean, that was fluky as hell.
I mean, it's fluky, but you don't need fluke to beat the Steelers right now.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. Let's go backwards to Monday night, and let's go here to the City of Brotherly Love in Philadelphia. I was there. I was tailgating.
You didn't go to the game. Just tailgating.
I didn't go to the game. I just tailgated. And I will flat out say that Eagles fans are some of the most fun motherfuckers I've ever been around in my life. Now, that's not the first tailgate I've been to. But now that I've been to enough, I can comfortably say, like, Eagles fans are fucking fun. They know how to have a good time. They know how to fucking tailgate. It's stupid out here because you have all three stadiums. You got Citizens Bank, the Link, and Wells Fargo all in the same complex.
So it's kind of like Detroit.
I guess so. Yeah. And they all share parking. And the parking lots are vast. And, like, you literally just walk. And run into a nice tailgate. It's fun. But I was there for a little bit and came home and did not expect the quarterback play that I saw out of one number one, Jalen Hurts. That was a breakout performance from the kid. And that was the kind of performance that I believe he can put together if he finds that consistency. We've heard for the last couple of years, Jalen ain't this, Jalen ain't that. You tell him that after Monday.
Yeah, and I think the thing that's the best about it, outside of more than just performance, he's feeling it now. He's feeling that he can run this offense. He knows this is his team. You know, I even saw of course, these little videos that PR teams put out, social media teams put out of like the huddles and stuff, but he's a leader. And the team is fully behind him. They're fully aware of what he's doing. And he's got a feel of the offense, which I think was something was a struggle for him last year.
That is very important because he has not had the same coordinator in back-to-back years since high school.
Oh, damn.
You know, okay. When he was in Alabama, he was changing coordinators, obviously transferred to Oklahoma and was with Lincoln Riley. Then you come to Philly. Your first year, you have Doug Peterson. He gets fired. Now you're with Nick Sirianni. This is the first, you know, ounce of stability he's had at that position since high school. And I think now you're seeing what happens when you have a quarterback and he has his obvious issues, but you give him a year to understand the system and to learn the system. And not only that, go put in the fucking work in the offseason, in the film room. You know, in practice, you know, we've been talking about Justin Fields' problems for the last week. I think at the end of the season, Justin and Jalen need to link up. Because this is a very similar position.
I actually think they actually,
I wouldn't be shocked
during the offseason because that man, his man Simeon Kelly, works with Jalen. So,
He
actually trained with Jalen and Nasty Man.
I figured so because they both were in college at the same time.
Yeah.
But, like, that'd be a similar position. Next year will be Justin's second year with that same group if Getsy sticks around.
Well, Getsy got to score some points, but we got to worry about this next
year. Yeah, that's why I was a little bit apprehensive.
But I want to talk about tweets you tweeted during the game that I thought was – you said that there's no
– The Eagles game or the Bears game?
The Eagles game. That there's no reason that Justin shouldn't be able to run offense the same way to Jalen. That's, like, not disrespectful to Jalen because I 100% agree with you.
That's 100%. And that goes into what I've been saying is, you know, Jalen finally has stability and he finally is, you know, had an opportunity to learn the offense, growing with the offense, put in the work, and then, you know, having the trust of Howie and Nick and, you know, Howie going out and making moves that needed to be done. Granted, the Eagles offensively are far along than the Bears are right now.
Yeah, well,
Eagles had the offensive line.
They got the weapons. They got the receivers.
Devontae was already there. Goddard's already there. They just had to add A.J. Brown and a couple other pieces and be good. So, you know, it's going to be a much harder task for Ryan Poles. Guess what I almost called that, man. It's going to be a much harder job for Ryan Poles in the offseason. But there's no reason that next year we ain't talking about Justin Fields the same way we talking about Jalen Hurts. If they do what they need to do to make him better and he puts in the fucking work to be better.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And just really the thing that kind of impressed me the most about not just Jalen, but the Eagles in general, man, is this looks like a complete team. You know what I'm saying? This is a team that I was reluctant to go behind. And look, it's not going to look this great the whole entire season. Like, they're going to – Jalen's going to have struggles where it's going to look like, damn, he's doing
something. The defense is going to lose games that they should not lose.
Yes. But we had a generational Darius Slay game. On
Darius Slay reminded you.
Yeah,
he reminded y'all.
And he could have had about four picks. Like, Cousins gave him two that he dropped, you know, and he finally got the other one. And just from this game, you know, it just kind of looked like not only could they be, you know, NFC East, they could be NFC contender, man. Like, from the way that they're looking and on the backhand side of it, this is why I said it's a week-to-week league, and this is why I also said niggas was doing too much with the Vikings. Like, Kirk Cousins can look like a Super Bowl MVP one week and look like the worst nigga ever this week. Like, Justin Jefferson, what do you have, three catches this game?
Something like that. Yeah. Slay only allowed one.
Yeah, so they completely shut him down. And I was impressed by the Eagles this week. I really was.
That was better than I ever thought that game could go. You know, I'm not completely sipping the Kool-Aid just because I know variance can't completely count.
Yeah,
you can't completely count it, but they look really good.
Yeah,
and they look every bit of like the dark horse that folks were projecting them to be. And Jalen keeps up this consistency, they're gonna be a nasty fucking team. Yep. Especially like there's still a lot of guys, a decent amount of guys left over from that 2017, especially on the offensive line, and you know. They know, you know, you might be looking at the Eagles hot right now, but when it comes to, you know, going up against Brady or even against the Rams, folks are going to be looking at them like they are the underdog. And that's not what you want to do to this team. You saw what happened last time they were the underdog. They were the underdog and they had the number one seed.
Yeah, the underdog mask they had, it was Jason Kelce and
Howie and Johnson.
No, not Howie, it was Chris Long, my bad. I'll be getting Chris Long. Daddy. Yeah, Chris Long. But, you know, Philly fans, they're a special bunch. You know what I'm saying? But
they are a special bunch,
say the least. Speaking of by the way, last year, Eagles fans were calling Jalen Hurts everything by child of God. I'm telling you this, Bears fans. So,
yeah.
Give people time.
This
man.
This is going to be the same exact thing. Like, we sit here calling on Justin Hurts to be fired, let go.
Give them time.
But real quick, while I get my cat to get the fuck down, do you think the Bills and the Eagles, if they beat in the Super Bowl, do you think that would break the state of Arizona?
100%. It would 100% break the state of Arizona. Two very rabid fan bases. Two fan bases where you got a fan base in the Eagles who are kind of, I don't say spoiled, but, you know, the first of the story about the Eagles was that the Eagles were you know, the Eagles are pretty much the team that hasn't won anything. You know, they lost three NFC championship games. They couldn't beat Tom Brady in 2004. Now they've won a championship, you know, 5 years ago. They've been to the playoffs a couple times since. So they're kind of more of a fan base that they feel like, let's just go out there and get another one. Bills fans are foaming from the mouth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you're a young Bills fan, you don't remember the four straight Super Bowl losses. You just remember the very trash football that you had to watch up until
J.P. Losman.
Yeah, woo! You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, you know. But if you're an old fan, you're like, yo, I need one. I remember them four losses. Like, the biggest thing that you remember about those four.
Folks remember Juice.
Yeah, is, no. the missed kick, you know, by, what was the kicker name? Scott
Norwood.
Scott Norwood. And the other thing, if you remember, is the Whitney Houston national anthem, Michael Jackson performing at halftime. Besides that, you remember them getting destroyed in the Mother Super Bowl. So they want this. Them fans will take over that state, and that will be a crazy game. Like, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's the popular pick right now.
It's way too early.
After Monday night, both of them like looked really good. From a fan perspective, that would be a fun Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Bills fans are outrageous. If we thought that jumping through burning tables was a lot, I don't want to see what they do if they win the AFC. And we all remember what the Eagles did when they won the NFC, not the Super Bowl. It was motherfuckers eating shit.
Yeah.
Horse shit. After the Eagles won, if the Eagles beat the Vikings, like, it's prayers for Arizona. If there wasn't a reason to pray for Arizona already.
That's what you need to pray for.
Pray for the state of Arizona. Who was your biggest disappointment in week two?
Cincinnati Bengals, man. Very disappointed by the Bengals. Very disappointed. I mean, I was disappointed in the Raiders, too. But at least, you know, I believe that, you know, Kyler Murray is a better quarterback than Cooper Rush. So I'm going to put the disappointment at a high level for the Bengals.
Now, but here's the thing, though. They let Kyler convert two of the dumbest two-point conversions alive.
Both were incredible mess-ups.
It should have never happened.
The press box at Lambeau Field was going crazy during that Kyler ending. But you niggas ain't supposed to be losing to Cooper Rush. Like, you just, like, you just can't happen. Now, I think long term they'll be fine because Baltimore messed up that game. Miami said they're only down one game. They have to win this week.
Right.
We know that, you know, Joe Burrow still coming back from having his appendix bust. It's gonna take a little time. But they shouldn't have lost that game. And they lost two in a row off field goals. That offensive line does not look any different than last year. I'm disappointed with the Bengals. That's my number one disappointment. The Raiders are very, very, very close second.
Yeah.
But the Bengals, my number one disappointment.
The Bengals secondary is still getting destroyed.
Just getting cooked.
Like, I don't understand why you saw what Eli Apple did in the Super Bowl. And you're like, yeah, we could sign up for that for one more year. That
it's just that was a very, very Chicago sports thing to do.
I'm gonna go with the Indianapolis Colts. Now, I did pick the Jacksonville Jaguars to win on Sunday because that's what they do. When the Colts come to town, the Jaguars turn into the 85 Bears.
Yeah, something about it.
Every fucking year. I did not see 24-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
The now,
got awful.
Is Matt Ryan Huff?
He might be cooked. He might be cooked. There's a lot of Falcons fans out there like, look, we told you niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's a lot of Eagles fans out here. It's like, it's only a matter of time.
A lot of people have been feeling that way. Shout out to Brian Jarrett of King's Landing. They were saying the same thing. Like, look, we told y'all, like, he ain't got that much. Now, granted, the Colts be fine because you can win seven games in the AFC South and still win that division.
Right.
But that just looks terrible. And just something about Jacksonville, like you said, they play like the 85 Bears. You know, they was out there running offense looking like the 90s Cowboys on these dudes. So that was something that I thought that streak was going to get broken, but apparently not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if or when Frank Wright pulls the trigger to Nick Foles, but I do remember last time Frank Wright and Nick Foles were together, they were holding up a trophy.
I think they'll give him a long leash. I don't think the Nick Foles thing is brought in unless Matt Ryan.
If he looks injured as bad as he did Sunday, I don't know how you can.
I mean, they let Carson Wentz play a full season. They'll give.
Was there a backup to Carson?
I don't know who was backup. I just feel like just because they traded for him, that they're gonna. I think the only way I think we see Nick Foles is if Matt Ryan get hurt. I truly believe that. Just because
we've seen fake injuries before. What's a puncture to the lung?
what's a knockout? No, quick sideline knockout like Tom Brady.
someone a cart just accidentally drives over a foot, you know. Oh, you know, I couldn't see where I was
going. The legend of Nick Foles in Indianapolis.
It'd be fucking hilarious. Who was your biggest surprise in week two?
Oh, easily Tua. Easily Tua.
Yeah.
Easily. Now, I'm not going to get too high on the Dolphins. Six of them dangs. Too high on Tua because, yes, Mitchell Trubisky also threw 60 touchdowns in the game. And they also, I saw a lot of sites pulling that up too. Mm-hmm. But he was making plays. He's making plays. I feel like the Ravens felt like they had this game in the bag. They took their foot off the gas, and Tua made them play. I mean, Tyreek got open. He was finding him. Jalen Waddle was incredible.
Yeah,
both of them had like over 150 yards receiving, and he spread the ball up equally. But one thing that I was impressed even more than Tua was Mike McDaniel's game plan, especially these first two games. The offense is starting to really, really look good, and look like he knows what he's doing out there. And this is something where, of course, we're getting to it in our predictions. Now they're coming up with a game against the Bills, which if they can find a way to win this game, we might have a legitimate battle in the AFC East.
I think Mike McDaniels understands the thing that, and Nick Sirianni to a point, understands the thing that Nick Saban understood, and that's you got to get these Alabama quarterbacks really fast niggas. because those niggas. Dudes will get open.
These niggas need a nigga.
These niggas need a
fast
nigga.
In the words of Robert Sarver.
R.I.P. These niggas need a fast nigga in order to, for them to get the ball, you know, and to move the ball down the field. I think what we're seeing that with Philly and Jalen Hurts, and we're especially seeing that now with McDaniels and what he's doing with Tua. Tua has no reason at all throwing for 6 touchdowns and 469 yards. But when you got Tyreek Hill, the faster than fuck, and Jalen Waddle, who also is faster than fuck, you're going to have a really good time. Both had 11 catches. Both had over 171 yards. Both had 2 touchdowns. Yeah. Like, that's electric. And that's electric. And we are kind of creeping up into Dolphins in division, you know, battling with the Bills. I think if there is going to be one that's pushing Buffalo and making sure that Buffalo isn't resting on their laurels, it's probably going to be the Dolphins.
Damn sure ain't going to be the Jets or the Patriots.
It's not going to be the Patriots. Yeah. They got their little win over the Steelers, but it's not going to be the Patriots.
Yeah.
But, Mike McDaniel figured it out, and he's brought that amazing offense from San Francisco over here, and it's working so well.
Give a shout out to Black Coaches.
Shout out to Black Coaches of all shades.
Of all shades and pigments.
And sodoms and pigments and collard greens and whatever the fuck he be eating. Yeah, man. Yeah. Tua's definitely on that list of surprises. Jalen was a surprise for me as well. I'll give him props to that. Another surprise, and this might be a negative surprise. I'm very surprised that Russ is playing as poorly as he is through 2 games. Not shocked that Nathaniel Hackett is an idiot and will probably be fired at the end of the season.
And niggas like, oh, so you mean that you just had Aaron Rodgers? That's what it's looking like.
That's exactly what it's looking like. But yeah, Russ does not look like Russ. Russ is not cooking. He is burning alive. He's not looking good.
This is how I feel about the Russ thing. Shout out to my man, J.R. Bang. I knew digital consultant.
14 for 31, by the way.
My man, J.R. Bang, said we're seeing the overratedness of, of Russell Wilson from the last couple seasons be brought into the big frame. You know what I'm saying? This is something that we will always say that Russ looks like an MVP candidate the first 8 weeks of the season, and then he looks like a regular nigga the rest of the season. I think a lot of people, and this is why I picked the Broncos not to make the playoffs, a lot of people thought that Russ was just a plug-in quarterback. You can just plug in the situation, and Denver's just going to be a contender. And I was just like, nah, I just don't see that happening. And I do think he'll get better. I don't think he's going to be as bad as he is right now. My concern is the offense that Nathaniel Hackett runs, and that just maybe that's just not something that's going to be able to move. And we're going to be looking at him like, oh, it's just Aaron Rodgers. And if Luke Getsy continues to not be good, we're like, oh, both of you niggas is under surveillance. That really, it really, this was Aaron Rodgers in both situations. Yeah. So That's
and gonna, that, that's gonna have me look. It's gonna have me looking at Matt and LaFleur.
Right and right. Oh, this is the nigga who really was like doing stuff, like, you know. And they got a big game this week because with Jimmy G and the Niners, I feel like they're a legit contender to the NFC again. Now that you know, and the whole trade.
By the way, can I apologize
to who
or get my thank yous from 49er fans, whichever you want the apology or the thank you. I would like to apologize first off to Trey Lance. When I said a couple weeks ago that I thought the San Francisco 49ers would make the playoffs because you had a catastrophic injury, I did not mean that. I was just talking, and apparently things got talked into existence. So for that, I am sorry. But to 49er fans, revisit this around early February. I might want to thank you.
And it's the thing, too. I said that Jimmy G was gonna play again because I did think Trey Lance was going to get hurt. Now, I didn't think he would be out for the season hurt. And right. We all know I'm not a Trey Lance guy. I do not like project quarterbacks whatsoever. And this is an unfortunate situation because now he's going to be even more behind the curve. And honestly, this might be a hot take. We don't know if he might have played his last game as a 49er because Jimmy Garoppolo has an opportunity to give the big middle finger to John
Lynch. Bro, did you see how they reacted to Jimmy?
The team Sunday? Looked different. I'm glad you said, my nigga. I'm glad you said that.
They were different, bro. They were having fun. They were fucking fun. Around with them.
Yeah.
While they were beating the Seahawks ass.
Yeah.
Like they and here's the thing. They start Jimmy G against the Bears. The Bears, the Niners win that game.
Oh, 100%. And I said that too. I said I'm only picking the Bears because Trey Lance is playing. Yeah. If Jimmy G was out there, Jimmy G was going to do the same thing he did us last year.
So it hammers home the point. What was this all for? And I know you can't predict that Trey Lance is going to get hurt, but you had no reason to make the switch at all to begin with.
Well, they traded all that draft capital.
That doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it in year two. Battle.
I really think this is a battle between Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. I really do, because a lot of people, there's rumors too that Kyle Shanahan wanted Justin Fields.
I wouldn't be shocked at that.
That was the rumor.
That was the one that I thought he should have picked.
Yeah, that's what I thought they traded up for. And then even when it was all they're gonna get Trey Lance, I was like, what? Why? Like, and it's kind of like the same thing. Like, I didn't know who Mr. Trubisky was until the day the Bears got him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So like 2 days before the draft.
Yeah, and people start, I'm like, who is this nigga?
Who the fuck is Mr. Trubisky?
Yeah, and shout out my man Sean. He was like, you know, when Sean was over at ESPN 1000, he texted me there to draft, like, look, you finna be mad today. Bears getting Trubisky. I was in denial all day until that name got called. And this was kind of the same thing. So now I believe Jimmy playing with house money because he like, look, I got my guys back. Even look at Kyle's play calling. The play calling's different with Jimmy G out there.
Not only is he playing with a house money with a team that loves him, he's got a contract year.
Exactly.
He's auditioning.
Exactly.
All these teams, y'all didn't want to trade for me, even though I took a team to the NFC Championship game
and a Super Bowl.
Been there two years of the last three and been to a Super Bowl. Let me show y'all what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, you know, man.
And that's gonna be an interesting case.
I'm rooting for Jimmy, man. Eastern Illinois legend.
Chicago legend.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo was at Barn Party with us back in 2013. I forgot what year it was.
School.
Yeah, when he was out there in the function. So shout out to Jimmy G, man.
Hey man, Jimmy G is solidified because if anybody has a roster in the league, it is Jimmy. Yes. His girl fine as hell too. Good job, Jimmy.
Of course.
Good job. Yeah, we don't do anything, but let's go to Sunday. Let's talk about the week three slate. Let's start in Washington. The Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Commanders. Carson Wentz's first game against Philly since he left Philly.
Okay.
Well, it's in Washington.
It's in Washington, yes.
Okay. But there will be a lot of Philadelphia fans making the three-hour trip down to
and they're in the same division, so he'll be in Philly this year.
Yeah, this is a Monday night game later on in the season.
I think they're going to boo the shit out of him.
Oh, of course.
That's a Philly thing.
There's going to be some boos. It's definitely going to be some cheers because, like I said, there's a contingent that still fucks with Carson out here.
Yeah.
That's small, but they still fuck with him. Eagles will route the spread. Yeah,
this is going to be a blowout, man.
I do think this is a blowout.
Yeah, it's a blowout. Easy blowout.
Mm-hmm. You won't give the score for this next one, but the Bears are getting 3 points at home against the Houston Texans. They're wearing the 1930s throwbacks tonight.
I forgot about that until I started practice. I was like, oh, them niggas are wearing it.
The pinstripe socks. Yeah. How do you feel about them?
I like the uniform. Now
I like the jersey.
Yeah, I like the helmet too. But I'm also one of the people who actually like the all orange helmet that they're breaking out this year.
I gotta see it in action. It might be a little bit too much orange for me.
I like it. I think this is a fair spread. I'm not gonna get a score, but I do think the Bears will win this game.
I do think the Bears win. I do think the Bears cover.
How many attempts for Justin Fields throwing? I think Luke Getsy gave a good explanation yesterday, though.
I don't care.
Bears fans don't want to hear that, but I think it was a logical explanation.
14 passes, man. I don't care. I don't think he has less than 20. Because I don't think that they can allow themselves to get eaten alive if Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet aren't doing anything for a third straight week.
Yeah.
So, I do think the Bears cover because the offense has to click. It's going to have to click against a bad football team. This is a bad football team. Get your shit together or be like one of them and be a bad football team.
Well, me and Bang said this today on the 79th House preview episode. If the Bears lose this game and the offense looks bad, pull out your mock drafts because the Bears definitely might be a 2-3 win team if they lose this.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about Will Anderson or, God forbid, Ryan Poles is in love with the quarterback.
Oh, and that's why I said, Justin, if you play, and I want to be partial to this. Look, I was defending Justin this week. I will continue defending Justin this week. Justin needs to be better. His pocket awareness is god-awful. You know, I went back and watched the game. There was a lot of plays in there where he just didn't know when to throw.
Stop holding on to the fucking football.
He's got to trust what he's seeing and let the ball go. I didn't think offensive line played that bad on Sunday. He had opportunities. He just holding on to the ball too late.
You mean the offensive line minus Sam Mustafa?
Which Sam Mustafa probably will not be playing on Sunday because Lucas Patrick has been taking snaps all this week without a club. So I'm expecting Lucas Patrick to be a center on Sunday.
Thank God. I'm so tired of this platoon.
Yeah, and Tevin Jenkins has actually been good at right guard. So
really good. They should win off the offensive line finally being stabilized alone. Yeah. The Chiefs getting 5.5 points in Indianapolis. That's telling y'all that for the Colts were so bad these first 2 weeks that they think they get just drubbed by Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes is on his fuck you tour.
100%. So 100%. 100%. This is gonna be
five and a half is a lot, and like the Colts may be undervalued here. I'm still going with the Chiefs.
I'm going to Chiefs by at least double digits. I don't know if you're a blowout, but they're gonna win by at least 10.
Right. I think they'll win by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, but easily.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes looks different. He's clicking with his offense.
Against the Chargers. Like, so he's definitely gonna come back.
Yeah. He's getting the ball circulated to different receivers. The defense might scare me, but they ain't gonna scare me this Sunday.
Yeah.
Especially just getting ran over by Jonathan Stewart or
No Shaq Leonard probably again this week. Probably no Kenny Moore again this week. So,
I think they killed them or won by 7 at least. Buffalo and Miami, the 2-2 and 2-0 teams in the AFC. It is in Miami. Buffalo is a 5.5 point favorite. I'm going to go Buffalo because I still got to trust what they're doing. Until I see a flaw, I'm going to ride Buffalo the whole way.
I'm picking Buffalo. I'm picking Buffalo by 10. Buffalo's on a mission to put niggas in the ground in every game they come up to. Micah Hyatt's not going to be playing. So that's going to be something that helps.
Yeah, but Von Miller will be.
Von Miller's still there. This pass rush is still there. And who's going to stop Joshua Allen and the Stephon Diggs show right now? I'm going Bills. Bills going to let y'all know, like, yo, You nigga, what y'all did was cute last week, but no, we on a mission.
Yeah, I'm not betting this. I'm staying away.
Yes, definitely stay away from the game because Miami is hot.
This is a divisional matchups of spreads this large. You want to go with the underdog. You want to go with the home dog.
I don't even gamble, and I know
probably not even probably not touching it. This wouldn't be a bad game to tease either. By the way, either way, I think this would be a bad game to tease.
This should be. I wish this was the Tony Romo game, but it's unfortunately Colts and Chiefs.
Do you know what's ugly? We're getting Ravens Patriots on Fox.
That's weird. That's smell CBS.
That's the Joe Davis, Mark Schlereth, Joe Davis and Daryl Johnston. That's the Joe Davis, Daryl Johnston game, is Ravens and Patriots. If y'all think seeing the Bears and the Bucks or whoever on CBS is ugly, at least like that's happened before. There's precedent for that.
Yeah.
Ravens Patriots on Fox.
On Fox, that never happens. By the way, Ravens in a blowout. Lamar, keep shutting me up, bro. Keep shutting me up, please.
I think they're covered.
Please keep shutting me up.
But see, here's the thing, though. They're angry. They got to be angry after what happened against Miami.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to be angry. And then Mac Jones, nigga, please.
The Jets, 6-point underdogs at home against the Bengals. I'm going to take the Jets to cover just because the Bengals look so bad.
Yeah, the Jets will cover.
I do think the Jets cover. I don't know who wins this game, but Cincinnati looks terrible. It's in MetLife.
I'm going to pick Cincinnati just because they have to win. But this game can go sideways if they keep playing around.
Restarting at the 2-1 Jets.
Flacco mania. He got a little chemistry with Garrett Wilson last week. Hey, man. I think it'd be a close game. I think they cover. I'm going to go Bengals. I'm not confident, though. I'm going to go Bengals just because they have to win. Like, they can't go on 3.
Here's another divisional matchup. Detroit is in Minnesota. Vikings are 6-point favorites.
That's too much.
How in the hell?
That's too much.
Are the Minnesota Vikings 6-point favorites?
That's too much. That's way too much.
I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
Me neither.
But 35 points against the Eagles, 36 points against the Commanders. This offense can put up points.
Goff is getting a nice chemistry with Amon-Ra. By the way, there's no reason that EQ can't play like his brother. So, right. Justin, get him the football.
I do think his brother is better.
No, I think he's better. But I saw EQ open multiple times on Sunday night. Him the ball,
EQ smart, because there was a couple plays where EQ understood that, you know, his route was breaking down. He adjusted. Justin just didn't hit him. Justin just didn't find him.
Yep.
So I do want to see more of EQ. I do think EQ is a smarter football player.
A nice number 2 for this team. And then also, I know a lot of people forgot about N'Keal Harry. I think just his size can
you'll
add something.
You'll want to get him out there once he's off IR.
Once he's off IR. But I'm going to take the Vikings by a field goal.
I agree.
And I wouldn't be shocked if Detroit can find a way to win this game.
Yeah, I'll definitely take Detroit to cover. And the line's at 6 points right now. I wonder if it sticks there. Actually, I'm seeing Minnesota actually. It was at 5.5, so now it's at 6. Minnesota's actually getting some love. So it's kind of been teetering in between 5.5 and 7 points.
Justin Jefferson will not have 3 catches, though. I will say that.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be able to get off.
You need a better nickname. Jettas is a trash nickname.
Jet is his nickname?
Jettas, that's what they call
Jettas?
It. Jettas? Yeah.
Whatever, nigga.
It's a terrible name.
Yeah, I'm not calling that shit. Your mama called him Justin, I'm going to call him Justin. 2-0-2 teams in Tennessee. The Raiders travel to take on the Titans. The Raiders are getting 1.5 here. Derek Carr against, that's, I guess it's still spread. Tannehill.
Yeah, it's Tannehill for now. But if they lose this game, it's going to be Malik Willis time in Cashville. I'm going with the Raiders because, look, man, I think Derek Carr played better last week. I blame the defense. I don't blame the offense last week.
And Devontae Adams cannot have 1 or 2 catches again.
Get the ball. Like, get Devontae the ball.
You hit the hell out of him against the Chargers. Why did you go cold on him after he scored the first touchdown of the game?
And Hunter Renfrow, listen to me very clearly. Stop putting the ball on the ground.
Please stop being a fucking Butterfingers. That's your stop one flaw, ball man.
On the ground, dog.
You are a you really are talented really good receiver,
man.
Learn to hold on to the fucking football.
Yeah, man. I think the Raiders win this. I think 1 point is a very fair spread, though. This is going to be a stupid game.
Yeah, because both these teams are
both these big. Teams, yeah, exactly.
New Orleans is going to Carolina. They're getting 2.5. I think that's perfect. I think you want to get that before it gets to 3.
Yeah.
I know Saints. Jameis like hell at the end of the Sunday's game. But
who that was? Levante said. Well, we know how Jameis get down. We knew he was gonna throw us something. Yeah. He basically said what Charles Woodson said about Jay Cutler.
Right.
We eventually know Jay's gonna throw us again.
Exactly. -2.5. This is exactly where you want to catch the Saints, because I think this is a field goal game. I think this is
this is gonna be an ugly football
game. Will Lutz got to win at the end of the game. Yeah. 41.5 for the under. We're both on Carolina. Are we moving on to the late window? Yes, we are. Jacksonville is in LA to play the Chargers. Chargers, 3.5-point favorites. But why is that?
Because
we might not see Herbert.
Right. We don't know if Herbert has a rib cage right now.
We might have to see Chase Daniel.
First of all, Chase Daniel, legend at the bank.
Legend at the bank.
Legend at the bank. Shout out to Chase. I can see the Jaguars winning this one just because I don't know if we're getting Herbert, if he does play, what version of Herbert we're gonna get. I'm going to pick the Chargers just because in an ugly game, I feel like the defense can make enough plays. Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Derwin James can do enough to win this game and the running game. And I think, you know, if Chase Daniel can, you know, not turn the ball over, or even if Herbert plays, who can do enough for them to win. But I wouldn't be shocked if Jacksonville found a way to win either.
I'm seeing a 3 right now at DraftKings. If you can get that 3, take it and hope that Justin Herbert plays. If not, you can either ride that 3, or I'd wait to see how low this crashes and take the Chargers, because the Chargers are still the more talented team.
Yeah,
and say whatever you want about Chase Daniel. Chase Daniel was in this league still for a reason. He is your quintessential backup quarterback. If shit goes left, he's not going to win you a game, but he's also not going to lose you a game.
Yeah,
and against the Jacksonville Jaguars, Chase Daniels can put you in a position to not lose the ball game. So it's one of those you kind of got to play it right. I want to see if the Chargers can win this game because they are the better team.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let's keep on going. The Green Bay Packers are in Tampa Bay. This is your main game on Fox, so most people will be seeing this.
Unless shout out you're to in the like promo of this. The promo of this is very Kobe Bryant and Kwame Brown scored a combined 82 points. You see the ad, these two combined for 8 Super Bowl championships. Like, yeah, nigga, one of them got 7. It was very, very much Kobe Kwame Brown meme.
That's funny.
This is going to be an ugly game, too. Neither of these offenses look good right now.
And they're missing a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go Packers. I'm probably going to bite my tongue and
it can go either way. But I think the Bucs defense can do enough to win this game. And
they look stellar.
Yeah, the defense looks championship level. And I think the offense will get better once Godwin gets back. You know, it's messed up that he only took 1 week for Julio to be hurt again.
That Mike Evans gets suspended because Marshawn Lattimore is a little nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. And so, but I think that and by the way, Bruce Arians gassed that situation up. If you look at the sideline, he told him, go get him. That's Tom Brady. You know, basically, what was he doing on the sideline? Like,
he's a consultant. He's a consultant. Like, bro, he was are you a consultant like or the coach. Head coach?
Yeah, I was like, nigga, like, so I mean, I'm gonna go Bucks because I think this is gonna be a game the defense is gonna win. The defense is gonna key in on the running game, which they've been good at so far. They're gonna try to take Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon out of this. And AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones had a great game against the Bears. That was mainly because the Bears couldn't tackle. I don't think this is going to be a problem with them. And this secondary is going to take them young receivers out the game. And Tom Brady's just going to make one or two more plays than Aaron Rodgers will. So I think they'll win this in a very ugly football game.
Yeah. I'm going to run with the pack. Just
It can go either way.
We know Tampa's going to lose some games.
Yeah.
I figure it's probably going to be this one while they got guys out. It may be one of them issues where, like, yo, if they're trailing by a lot, if they're trailing by a decent amount late and Tom doesn't see an avenue back, they're going to cut their losses. It's probably not going to be a big deal because they know that they can go to Green Bay and win.
I'd agree with that.
Atlanta and Seattle. Wait a minute. Where is it? Skip.
Really, Skip? Skip, let's stop it.
Yeah. It is back.
Yeah.
That's how we feel about that one.
Do you want to watch Geno Smith and Marcus Mariota?
Absolutely not. Geno versus Pineapple Pat White.
Are you going to turn that on your Sunday ticket?
Late in your afternoon when you like
I'm not even enough of a degenerate gambler to bet on this. Spreads at one.
Shout out my homie Mikey. Shout out Mikey. He definitely would be able on this game.
The Rams and the Chargers. The Rams and the Cardinals. Rams are 3.5-point favorites. Games in Arizona. It's an interesting one because the Rams have looked pretty mid. They let the Falcons back into it last week. Yeah. Chargers have looked mid, but they get the benefit of doubt for coming back and winning.
They get the benefit of doubt for coming back to winning at home. This is a division game. I feel like all Rams-Cardinals games are stupid.
Yeah.
I have not been impressed by the Rams so far. They shouldn't have let that game be that close. They had to take a game-saving pick by Jalen Ramsey. And by the way, Jalen, who counted you out? I know you kept saying that then. Who counted you out? Who, nigga? Also, another thing, black people, we got to come up with a different word because white people know what him means, and we got to change that. But I'm going to go Rams in a very, very close game by a field goal.
I think since the spread's at 3.5, it's perfect. Take the Chargers at 3.5. Field goal one for the Rams is the cover. It's a divisional matchup. You know it's probably going to be a very close game. Take that 3.5 with the Chargers.
Cardinals, by the way. You said Chargers. Cardinals,
whatever. They still don't fucking matter.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, I got to.
I can smell the food in the other room, so I'm trying to wrap this up.
Yeah, thank God we're on the last two. Yeah. Sunday Night Football on NBC. It is the 49ers in Denver to take on the Broncos. Real good game. Spreads at 1.5 in favor of San Francisco.
Denver needs this game. They need it badly. With that being said, Niners win this game, man. Niners win this game.
Nathaniel Hackett is a fucking idiot. Nathaniel Hackett, 49ers.
You are under surveillance. The Niners are feeling themselves again. They feel like they can go out here and win this, not only this division, but this conference. Go on, Niners. It will be a very close competitive game, though, but I'll take Niners by at least a touchdown.
I'll take the Niners to cover. That's all I'm betting. And then Monday Night Football, man, I don't miss it because every single fucking year we opened with Giants Cowboys. Either it was the primetime game on Fox,
I think this or gonna be it fake was decent, the
Sunday
though.
Night game. It will be fake decent. You want to know why? Because the line's at 39.5. And then when the line careens that low, like we saw Thursday, you're going to get some points. Cooper Rush and Daniel Dimes. Giants are favored by a point. Who you going with?
I'm going with the Cowboys just because I don't believe the Giants are going to go 3-0. And I believe in Cooper Rush more than I believe in Daniel Jones. But this defense has been really good. Saquon Barkley has been really good. I need the Bears to get their running defense together because Saquon Barkley will make them twerk next weekend if they don't. But I'm going to go Cowboys in a very stupid classic primetime NFC East game.
You know, Saquon's leading the league in rushing through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's been great, man.
Looking good.
He's been looking very good.
Looking good.
I love Saquon. I've loved Saquon since Penn State. But
and he looks like he's a good guy.
He looks like he's a good dude. But the Cowboys showed to me on Sunday that just because Dak is out, they're not dead.
That they can still compete.
They can still compete.
Yeah.
Defense was out there competing. Yep. And Cooper Rush asked if he's feeling the chip on his shoulder. I know Jerry tried to do the, it might be a controversy.
It might be a controversy.
There will not be. But
that nigga will see now. That nigga see now, man.
Sun's going down.
He put the old man out back, man.
Sun's getting
The sun's getting real low, Jerry.
I'm going to go. Because I was going to say, like, MetLife's going to be cracking.
I was going to crack. It's going to be busting up and down.
There's going to be a lot of Cowboys
fans.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
I don't want a world next week with 3-0 Giants versus 2-1 Bears. That's a nasty matchup.
Or 1-2 Bears.
Yeah, or 1-2 Bears, even worse.
And we staring up like, yo, these motherfuckers are better than us?
And the Bears are 1-3. Another interception by Justin Fields.
Justin Fields can't get the job done. Let's see if Daniel Dimes can drive down the field.
And then I got hit from Mariano because Mariano's a Giants fan and a Michigan fan, so that's double hate.
Why does Michigan matter?
Because Ohio State, Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. They never beat him, though.
True, but he still hate that nigga. Yeah. But
never beat him, though. That's what... Enjoy your little win over CJ Stroud, motherfuckers. That's going to be it for the 2 Minute Drill Show. We'll be back next week. There's a Thursday night game. I almost forgot. Real quick.
I forgot we did it with Thursday night game. That's going to be it. It's Tua versus Burrow.
Oh, it's Dolphins and Bengals in Cincinnati. Bengals can't lose that one. I know they probably will because they don't look better than the Dolphins right now, but that's a game that if you're Cincinnati, you cannot lose because the Dolphins you might be battling for if it comes down to a wild card.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cincinnati just because I'm just still not on board with Tua yet. I got to see more.
Yeah.
I got to see more.
Yeah. I am at Cameron Santo. He's at Bob Chess Scott on Twitter.
Yes,
at BarbershareNet on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/BarbershareDigital. VBCNet.com. Go pay attention to all our good shit on there. Patreon.com/BarbershareNetwork. You'll be getting special episodes of 7 at the Hallis and summer sessions and some more goodies over there. You're going to be on location in Soldier Field this weekend?
Yeah, I will be there. This will be my last Bears game for like a month since the Bears will be on the road majority of October. I'm going back to California because it's getting too damn cold here in Chicago. So this will be my last game for like at least 5 weeks. So, yeah, man. Look forward to the big game this Sunday. Man, big game.
You see this what I got on, man?
Yeah, I know.
It's my fucking weather.
Yeah, I can't mess with it.
50s and 60s, baby.
I'm soft, bro. I'm soft. Like, yeah, it's 50s and 60s right now, but it's going to be cold in a minute.
I'm cherishing the fall while I still can.
I'm going to be dressing like DeMar DeRozan in about 3 weeks. Number flannels and sweatpants. So, yeah, man, also, cinema's the guys. 2 episodes up right now. I'm actually about to upload the She-Hulk episode I did, breaking down episodes 4-6. So check that out.
Oh, damn. I got to watch that with my girl tonight. Thanks for... Don't tell me without telling me. Does he pop up?
No.
Fuck. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week. For Scott, I am Pierce. This has been 2 Minute Drill. Enjoy the football. We'll be back next week.